Thanks to Kim Kardashian, a woman who's been behind bars for 25 years, is now free. Kim's been advocating for this New Jersey woman since 2018 after she received heartfelt letters from the woman about her case. Paris Hilton headed back to Capitol Hill to try and convince the House of Representatives to pass her Stop Institutional Child Abuse Act. And we know more about the sequel to Wicked. It's called Wicked for Good, and it'll be in theaters November 21st of next year. Who else is excited for season 3 of White Lotus? They just released the first trailer. You can check it out in today's entertainment update on our website or in our app. Taylor Swift had the top 2 albums on Billboard's year-end chart with Tortured Poets Department and 1989, Taylor's Version. Jelly Roll has been putting his health front and center, and now he's sharing a new goal.
I want to be on the cover of Men's Health by March of 2026. I did this publicly for a reason. I want to be honest about my struggles with it with people. I wore it for so long. I think that people that become as big as I became, when they lose the weight, they're kind of ashamed. I wanted to lose it in front of everybody. I didn't become successful because of my weight. I became successful in spite of it. I somehow managed to be this successful with carrying 550 pounds. That's insane.
Speaking of Jelly Roll, he is one of the guests on Kane Brown's new album, The High Road, coming out January 24th. Kane's wife, Caitlin, is also on there, Brad Paisley, and Khalid. That's today's entertainment update. I'm Ryan Kelly.